Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Back Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver.
You're letting it breathe today.
I like to let it breathe. It's a great song. I told you to listen to this in the car today. Just want to let it go, man. We can play the whole song if you want. You want to do that?
Well, we have a show to do. I mean, we're a sports talk station, not a classic rock station.
Well, we are way back Wednesday too.
Yes, we are.
We are way back Wednesday. Actually, I'm going to go see a concert tonight that is the furthest thing from way back.
What is that?
Me and I are going to Red Rocks to see Portugal the Man.
Who?
Do you know who Portugal the Man is?
Yeah, I know only one of their songs,
right,
though,
really. You want to cue that up? Feel it still?
I can play that.
Yeah, but actually, you don't have to go to break with it. Just cue it up now and we'll listen to it.
By the way, and I had to look this up. Portugal the Man is the name of the band. It's not a man named Portugal.
No.
I mean,
it's called Portugal the Man.
That's kind of confusing to me.
You know the song?
No. Should I?
Well, I mean, if you're hip. I keep my hands on myself. You don't know this?
I'm sure I probably heard it once, but it didn't stick.
Well, here. I can tell you why.
I'm hip. I'm like. Okay, now I know that.
There you go.
Now I recognize it. That's Portugal the Man.
This is Portugal.
And by the way, why is it Portugal, period, the man?
I have no idea. I didn't come up with this.
Not to be confused with Portugal the country.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, what type of music does Charlotte listen to when you're in the car? Does she ask you to turn to a certain station?
She has an 80s playlist she likes.
Okay. Well, Mia...
It's got some songs like Down Under.
Right.
Mickey, You're So Fine. You're So Fine, blow my mind. 8675309
right.
is a song that she likes, yes.
Does she like it because you like it, or she just likes it all by herself?
She got into it herself. Some of these songs kept... Some of these 80s songs show up on, some kids shows, and she just really liked it. She's got kind of a very retro sensibility, the Charlotte. Like, a lot of the cartoons she's liked over the years have been decades old.
Like?
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Old Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Right.
That sort, you know.
Yeah, Mia.
Flintstones, Jetsons. She loves, all that stuff from that era.
Mia's very eclectic in the sense that she will listen to all decades worth of music, but her station is 95.7 The Party. That's what she likes to
Does
listen
Portugal
to.
Does Portugal the Man make it on 95.7 The Party?
Portugal the Man makes it on 95.7 The Party. So when I'm not listening to sports in the car, if I'm with Mia, that's the station we listen to, because that's the station that she likes.
I mean, apparently they've been around a long time and I'm just now hearing of them.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask you, when you're in the car with Charlotte, do you listen to stations you like or the station she likes?
Well, that depends. Like, if I'm listening to a game or something like
that. No, I'm not talking about a game. I'm talking about music.
Sometimes it's what I like. Sometimes it's what she likes.
Okay. You went the whole 50-50 route.
Well, that's the way it is. Well, I'm not going to lie to you.
51-49. Is it more you or more her?
I don't know. It's basically... You. Goes back and forth.
Goes to you.
Well, in general,
you're the dad at your car.
In general, I do believe whoever drives the car gets the musical call, gets the final say.
So then I'll say it's 100% balanced. And you,
well, no, because sometimes I say, yeah, we can listen to that. I'm okay with that. But if I don't want to, but if I want to listen to what I'm listening to, it's my call.
Right. That's what my father used to say to me when I was growing up. he used to say to me, it's my car and I'll listen to my music.
Yeah. What did he listen to?
Oh, back then, ABBA, you know, Helen Reddy, whatever it was.
Wait, ABBA, that's fine. Helen Reddy?
Well, it's not the point of my father's musical taste. So I
did he sing along with I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar?
I have no idea, but he liked that song, actually. So I'll never forget that when I got my car and he popped in the car and he said, Eric, please turn that down or change it. Mm-hmm. What do you think I said to him?
I'm driving. It's my car.
I said, it's my car now. I said, remember those comments you used to make to me when I was younger, that whoever's car it is, well, it's my car now. So when I pick him up from the airport and he says, can you either turn that down or change the station? I will always say to him, remember what you said to me when I was a little boy?
Yeah.
Payback's a bitch, isn't it?
Yeah.
I will always listen to my stuff. He gets nothing. He gets zip.
What do you like on a road trip, by the way, then?
Green Day.
Okay. You know what I like on long road trips? This is where I get really weird. I like electro music.
Like something. Club music?
Yeah. Keeps you going on a road trip. I love that stuff.
See, I refer to that music as... Do you have any music, like club music? Can you find something, Danny?
Yeah, I could find something.
Okay, just put some on, whatever you can, all right? I refer to music like that with this phrase, what's your name? Okay?
Why?
Okay, I'll tell you in a second. Mm-hmm. Danny will find something.
Is this going to change the way I listen to this music now?
Now turn it up as loudly as you can. You're in a club, right? Yeah. And you meet a girl. What's your name?
Okay.
What?
What's your name?
It's what's your name music.
But doesn't this like...
What do you do for a living?
Yeah.
But what's your name?
Think about driving.
And you can't hear each other.
Think about driving through western Nebraska, though. It's really
boring. Listening to this?
Yes.
All right.
It breaks the monotony. I mean, you're driving like on the eastern plains here in this state, crossing
God
the border
help you
to
if you're
Colorado.
Doing that.
And
you don't want to do that.
You know what? And you need something to kind of break the monotony of all the wheat fields and scrub brush on the horizon, and you get a little rhythm. You know.
But I find I find that hard to believe. I believe you.
Yes. Peel back an onion. There's a lot of layers.
I think there is a better chance of the New York Jets winning a Super Bowl than you ever stepping foot into a club.
Well, yeah, but it does.
So why? So if you never go into a club, how do you? Why would you suddenly like this music?
I was, I was making a road trip years ago, and I was flipping around the satellite radio, and I found there are like three stations on satellite radio that play this kind of music, and it just clicked with me when I was driving. Hmm. Just clicked, and you hear it like when you go to gyms as well sometimes. Like you go work out.
Yeah.
If you don't bring your headset to listen to your own music, you end up hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't listen to music in the gym. I got my own earphones. I'm listening to Green Day or Fall Out Boy something with a lot of energy.
I find this, if I listen to something like that when I'm working out, I have a better workout because I adapt to the pace of the music. I've tested this out because...
You've tested this out?
Yeah, on the elliptical. I am slower on the elliptical in a 35-minute workout if I've got like something mellow or easy listening. I need something. I need something up
easy
tempo.
Listening.
I need something with a beat to really kind of get me going.
I don't know if anybody's had a great workout to James Taylor.
Sometimes I tried it.
You've got a friend. I mean,
going to Carolina in his mind.
How do you possibly get any type of energy off of that?
I'm just, you don't, but I think you get a lot of energy from something that's got a beat
that
to
has
it.
A lot
and
of
for
energy.
For me, that's that type of music, that kind of electro house music, that's what works.
Yeah, but you've never gone into a club, probably in your life.
I have.
You have?
Many years ago.
How did that work out? Who are you in a club with?
Some friends from work. We were.
What's your name?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
remember.
Danny, can
a
you picture Mace
like
in a club?
When I was younger.
You're going, I'm going to go to the club. KLUB, the club.
It wasn't my idea.
Mace, you want to go to the club?
It wasn't my idea. I was just kind of.
Clearly.
I was going along, going with the flow. Sometimes you do that.
Yeah, anytime I've been to a club, there are plenty of people there who don't really want to be there, but they know that that's the place to be. So they go anyway.
All right. Okay.
I mean, is it something I would do today? Probably not.
I would.
You would?
Yeah, when I'm in Vegas, we go to clubs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't do it here.
No.
It's what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, clearly.
No, it's not like something bad's going to happen. It's not like there are lines of cocaine on the bar and I'm doing them.
I mean, we're not saying this is Studio 54 here.
I would love to have gone to Studio 54.
The Dom Perignon in your hand and the spoon up your nose?
Yes, Billy Joel. Yes. Ooh, how'd you like that I caught that reference?
That's pretty good.
Thank you. All right, coming up after the break, we were talking about clubs and cocaine in the last segment. Let's move on to football. Okay, national power rankings are out for week 3. Where are the Broncos? I can tell you, they're all over the map. We'll talk about it next. The Bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, feel it gumbo. Cause tonight, take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Andrew. Get all that
garbage out of sight. Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you about my friend Eric Cook at Farmers Insurance. Trust is a huge thing with me, so you really need to work with my guy, Eric Cook. I have worked with Eric for well over 5 years, and he is really so good at what he does. He is thorough, he is organized, and he is quick to return phone calls and emails, even on his day off. So if you're looking for commercial, auto, home, or life, you really need to talk to my guy, Eric Cook, at Cook Insurance. His staff, over 70 years of experience, they know the right questions to ask to get you the right policy. Call today, 303-790-8089. That number again, 303-790-8089. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Eric Cook at Farmers Insurance, the Cook Insurance Group, focused on people, not policies. Call today at 303-790-8089. That's 303-790-8089.
Okay, so we've teased it twice now, right? Power rankings. And the Broncos are all over the map. And I'm sorry, but we're not going to get to that because we can get that tomorrow. Because the other stuff I want to get to is current. Meaning this is news that came out today. And I think we should get to it. Rod Smith, DeMarcus Ware, Wes Welker, Neil Smith, Simeon Rice, Dre Bly, Michael Dean Perry are on the initial list of candidates to be in the Hall of Fame. All of them have Broncos ties, specifically Rod Smith. With that, do you think Rod ever gets into the Hall of Fame?
Probably not.
I don't think so either.
It's not that he didn't have a great career. The problem is he happens to be in a position where there's a lot of greatness, statistical accomplishment to go around. And guys like Rod Smith, like Jimmy Smith of the Jaguars, had a very similar career as well.
Yeah.
And they just, as great as they are, they can't let in two or three receivers every year.
Right.
So it's unfortunate, but I'd like to see him at least be a finalist at some point.
Right.
But that hasn't even been in the offing. Frankly, I look at that list, Eric, and the guy that should be on the on this preliminary list, who isn't there? Where's Tom Nalen?
Okay. I'm so glad you brought that up. Which guy are you putting into the Hall of Fame? Okay. I'm going to read some numbers. A guy who's a first-team All-Pro twice, two-time Pro Bowler, all-80s decade team, and a Super Bowl champion. You putting him in, or are you putting this guy in? Five-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, two-time Super Bowl champion. Which guy are you putting in?
the guy who has more All Pros and Pro Bowls.
So the second guy, yeah. Five Pro Bowls.
Candidate B.
Right. Three All Pros. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two-time Super Bowl champion. The other guy just went into the Hall of Fame. Jimbo Covert.
Yep.
Super Bowl champion, two-time first-team All-Pro, two-time Pro Bowler.
I mean, the thing that Tom Nalen's missing is All-Decade.
Well, it's funny because I looked that up.
Yeah.
There are probably five, maybe six centers in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The problem for Tom Nalen was, and this is why I believe he was not on the All-Decade team.
He straddled two decades.
He did. So with that, the guy who, Dermoni Dawson, All-Decade team, mm-hmm. okay, in the 1990s.
Yeah.
All right? No doubt about him at all. But you know who is a second-team, all-team decade guy in the 2000s?
Olin Krutz. Who's on the list of finalists. And when I saw his name on there today,
right.
I thought, all right, I can see that. Where's Tom Nalen? Now, Krutz has more Pro Bowl appearances, six to Tom Nalen's five.
Let me ask you for another.
But Krutz has one first-team All-Pro appearance, and Tom Nalen has three.
Okay. Is Mark Stepnowski, on the list? I would guess that he is.
I'd have to look at the list. Hang on.
Do me a favor. Look at the list. Let me give you his numbers. He was on the All-Decade team, second team All-Decade team, two-time Super Bowl champion, same with Nalen, five-time Pro Bowler, same as Nalen, three-time All-Pro, same as Nalen.
He's not a finalist.
He's not. Interesting. So why would the centers not get as much love as, say, Jimbo Covert, whose accomplishments and resume don't look as good, and there are tons of tackles in the Hall of Fame?
It's a good question. And the thing that we're talking about here is we're not talking about the list of 15 people that is debated the day before the Super Bowl by the Hall of Fame Selection Committee. We're literally talking about the 122 nominees from which eventually it gets down to 50.
Right.
And if you step back and kind of look across the positions and at the players that are on this list, I don't see how Jeff Garcia is on this list at quarterback, but Tom Nalen and Mark Stepnowski are not on this list.
Olin Krutz, first team All-Pro. Second team All-Pro. Mm-hmm. So he's been an All-Pro twice, but a first team and a second team. For Tom Nalen, the problem is it straddled a decade. So with that, yeah. Olin, who was a terrific player.
He was, but Tom Nalen, I put him in.
But he was in 2000. He was in 2000. Talking about
Krutz was a second team 2000s All-Decade.
That's
center,
right.
Yeah.
When I want to get back to Rod Smith. I look at Rod Smith like I look at Todd Helton. Todd Helton is a baseball player. Mm-hmm. You know how I feel about him personally, but he is a baseball player.
Yeah.
Rod Smith is a football player. Listen, there are a lot of football players in the Hall of Fame, and there are a lot of football players not in the Hall of Fame. But Rod Smith, undrafted, mm-hmm. I would love to see him go in the Hall of Fame, but it is so backed up.
Yeah.
It's like a clogged drain pipe of wide receivers still wanting and needing to get into the Hall of Fame.
And
it took Andre Reed forever.
And the thing is, like this year, you added to that because you added Andre Johnson,
right.
who had a great career for the Texans.
Yep.
You added Steve Smith.
Both first team guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Steve, with all respect to Rod Smith, Steve Smith's a notch ahead of him.
He is. I'm not going to argue
You had
that.
Anquan Boldin, who was a catch machine
right.
for his career. And then Reggie Wayne has been a finalist, and Torrey Holt has been a finalist.
Right. Let's go to DeMarcus Ware. He only played three seasons with the Broncos. And you have to play four seasons to get in the Ring of Fame. DeMarcus Ware will be going to the Hall of Fame at some point.
Maybe this year. He might be a first mm-hmm. ballot.
How important was he to the organization?
Massively. For those 3 years?
Huge.
They don't win the Super Bowl without DeMarcus Ware. Think about that. Peyton Manning doesn't get his second ring if he doesn't have DeMarcus Ware on that team.
I'll give you my reason. What's your reason?
What, that he, well, that's the reason why he was so
Because
important.
Of him?
Yeah, because of him, because of his leadership.
Because
he was the Peyton Manning of the defense.
Exactly, because of his leadership. There are two guys, when Von Miller goes into the Hall of Fame, I would think and hope, if he can only name two former teammates, only two. If you say, Von, you can only point out two teammates in your induction speech. In order, it should be Elvis Dumervil and DeMarcus Ware. In order. DeMarcus Ware helped Von Miller become a much better player. And so did Elvis Dumervil.
I would go as far as to say that it would not surprise me if Von Miller has those guys present him for induction.
It would be DeMarcus.
If he can only choose one, it would be DeMarcus.
It'll be DeMarcus.
Like if they let him choose multiple guys, I think he'd choose both. But if he has to choose one of those two, I think it'd be DeMarcus.
Right.
Because with DeMarcus, there were bringing him in, you have to look at where Von Miller was in the winter of 2014. He had the ACL injury, but he'd been suspended 6 games for a substance abuse violation that previous season. There was the thought that maybe Von Miller, maybe he goes in on a wayward path here.
Wait.
So you bring in DeMarcus Ware, who Von has literally admired since high school.
Right.
Watching him in the Metroplex when DeMarcus Ware showed up for the Cowboys. You could not have brought in somebody that Von Miller had more respect for, built up over time, than DeMarcus Ware.
But you know,
to keep Von on the straight and
narrow. I agree. Yeah, but you know what? Elvis Dumervil, ironically, did the same thing when Von Miller failed his drug test and dropped his pee on the floor, right? And it's Elvis Dumervil that helped counsel, for lack of a better phrase, mentor Von Miller. And you know what's really sad? If you don't want to put DeMarcus Ware in the Hall of Fame, fine. Elvis Dumervil deserves to be in there.
Well, he should be in the Ring of Fame. At least.
That's what I mean, the Ring of Fame, not the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He needs to be in the Ring of Fame. I don't know if he's ever going to get in.
I mean, there's a serious Ring of Fame backlog when now we take it to the Broncos here, because Elvis Dumervil should be in.
No question.
Now, he's just becoming eligible now, like in the next year or so. But Trevor Price should be in.
Yes.
Al Wilson should be in. Ed McCaffrey should be in. Riley Odoms going back should be in. Your franchise, the all-time leading interceptor in the history of the franchise, Steve Foley, is not in. He should be in. I would say that whenever the team gets sold and new ownership comes in, I'm not saying this is the first priority, but something that should be a priority is whispering in whoever the new owner's ear is that there are some people that need to get their deserved recognition. And you need to, and there's a backlog there. And I would actually say, even though you have the 4-year standard, I think DeMarcus Ware should be a Ring of Famer. You have a new owner coming in, right? So why can't you change the standard?
Well, it's the committee that votes.
Right.
It's the committee. It's about the committee. It's not about the owner.
There's another guy. Actually, someone who's on the committee should be in the Ring of Fame. That's Joe Collier. Did you see down in Tampa on Sunday? They put Monty Kiffin in their Ring of Honor.
Right.
Joe Collier meant at least as much, probably more, because he was there longer to the Broncos as Monty Kiffin did to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Collier's name should be among those in the Ring of Fame, too. I just basically pointed to what, like eight people who aren't in the Ring of Fame that should be?
Right. By the way...
These guys in.
As far as Elvis Dumervil goes,
yeah.
All due respect to our friend Carl Mecklenburg, who was unbelievable, but he played all the positions in the front seven. So it's understandable why he didn't have 79 sacks, or he only had 79 sacks. But then again, considering he played all the positions, that makes it even more impressive that he had 79 sacks. Elvis Dumervil played 91 games for the Broncos, 63.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
The ratio games to sacks is outrageously good. The only guy who comes close to that is Von Miller. And quite frankly, that ratio is pretty close.
Yeah, Von's got a better ratio.
He does. He has the best. He does have the best ratio, but
Elvis is right behind
him. Elvis is a close second. Mm-hmm. Elvis is a very close second.
He led the league in sacks 1 year. 17 sacks in 09. And it had 63 and a half sacks in seven seasons. And of course, one of those was injured. So he played 6 years. He has over 10 sacks a season. He's a three-time Pro Bowler.
You know what?
And he's at all. And he was an All-Pro.
You know what? Actually, if you really think about it, Elvis and Vaughn are tied when it comes to sacks per game. In theory, Vaughn has played 137 games, mm-hmm. 109 sacks. So that's a 28 game difference for a sack per game, right?
That's 0.796 sacks per game.
And for Elvis, 91 games, 63 and a half sacks, that's 27 and a half games shy of one per game. So actually, Elvis is better.
No, he's not, because Vaughn is at basically rounding up to 0.8 sacks per game, and Dumervil is at 0.7 sacks per game. Dumervil's pretty good.
Yes.
But you can't say that he's at the same rate as Vaughn
Miller. No, he's not. Vaughn Miller is arguably, although you might want to argue Randy Gratishar, Vaughn Miller's the best defensive player in Broncos history.
Randy Gratishar should be in the Hall of Fame, too, but that's another discussion.
That is. Coming up after the break, Broncos fans are going to be very, very interested in watching the Bears game against the Browns on Sunday. It's going to be the Chicago Bears against the Browns, and not since Sid Luckman have Bears fans been so excited about a quarterback. His name is Justin Fields, who's going to be starting. How interested are Broncos fans in watching Justin Fields play for the Bears? That's next.
That we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
You know the song?
I couldn't tell you who sings it, but I recognized it.
For Whom the Bell Tolls by Black Sabbath.
There you go.
Okay. All right?
Metallica,
excuse me. This is what Portugal the Man is opening with tonight.
They're opening by doing a Metallica cover.
They're doing a couple of covers.
Wow.
Yep. They're doing a Black Sabbath cover. They're doing a Metallica cover.
Is there not enough in their catalog to...
Apparently not.
Fill out? Well, they only have the one top 40 hit, right?
They're doing Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, that concert just kind of got more interesting now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going. I mean, I'm not at the point where I want to be around a huge crowd.
Right.
At this stage in the game. So, yeah. Like I told you after the Rockies Braves series earlier this month, I realized when I was having to move away from people that I'm not ready for crowds, even in open air, but
right.
That's okay. Some people are good for them.
When I went to go see Green Day at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, they did a couple of covers. It was outrageously good.
What did they cover?
I can't even remember, but it was really good. I've seen Green Day in concert in the past, and they do a couple of covers. You know what they open their concert with?
What?
Now, they don't do the song, but they open with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Interesting.
It's ridiculously good. Gets the crowd totally fired up.
I bet it does.
And then they start with American Idiot.
And hasn't there a long list of bands and acts who have covered Sweet Caroline, especially when playing in Boston?
Oh, I would think so.
Over the last 20 years?
Or Dirty Water, one of the two, yeah. All right, time now for something we like to call What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Well, like the Jimi Hendrix experience, the Justin Fields experience will be starting on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. How eager are you to watch him play?
I'm curious to see what he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is going to be a pretty rigorous first test for him.
Yeah.
Especially against the pass rushers that the Browns come at you.
Well, he's mobile. Yeah.
Yes. And part of the equation for success early for Justin Fields is going to be using that mobility. He'll probably run it 7 to 10 times a game as he gets going. Oh, but yeah. Here's the thing. I know Matt Nagy has been saying that when Andy Dalton comes back, he's the quarterback.
If Fields plays well, you can't pull him.
Actually, I would say as long as Fields isn't a disaster, you can't pull him.
Right.
The train is leaving the station now.
Right. All right. Danny, did you want the Broncos to draft Justin Fields?
I thought that it would be beneficial to draft a quarterback, yes.
Okay. Was Justin Fields your guy knowing that clearly it was not going to be Trevor Lawrence?
Justin Fields was the best available quarterback at the time. Yep.
So I'll ask you, you want to see him play great? You want him to be just okay? I'm talking about his whole career. You want him to be great, just okay, or not good at all?
It doesn't really matter. He's on the Bears. No. So he's not going to be very good, I would imagine.
But what would you like to see out of his career?
I would wish him some success.
Okay. Mace?
I've said that I would have taken Justin Fields.
Right, so.
If I've been in that position, I hope he succeeds.
Yep.
I think he's overcome a lot to get here as well. I think on top of everything else, if he does well.
What has he overcome?
The epilepsy that he's been dealing with.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a tremendous story. And as we learned from that Charles Robinson report in recent weeks, that was a big part of the reason why the Broncos didn't take him.
Right.
Was the medical.
Right. I hope he's not good.
You hope he's not good?
Yeah.
Why root against him? What do you have against
him? I'm not openly rooting against him.
You just said you hope he's not good.
I hope
you're hoping that his outcome is negative.
Correct.
Why? Yeah.
Because
your dad's a Packer fan?
No, because that validates George Payton's decision. That's why. Because if he's great, we're going to unfortunately have to be talking about this for the next 15 years.
You mean the way we're talking about Josh Allen because they didn't take him, they took Bradley?
We don't talk about Josh Allen that way. We don't talk. We don't talk because I don't think there were a lot of Broncos fans that wanted Josh Allen, including you and me.
But people still bring him up and say, well, that was a miss.
Well, you know what?
And we've talked about that. And, and what you said was after going for the bigger quarterback that it was the let's make a deal where instead of going for door number two as you always have, that time you went for door number three.
The only way you could push Josh Allen as a Broncos fan is if you said before the draft, they got to take this guy. Don't go backseat quarterbacking now that suddenly he should have been the guy.
There are some people who do.
But, well, you know what? That's wrong.
I'll say this.
That's wrong.
I'll say this, though, for Josh.
If you wanted him, then I'm with you.
But here's the thing. You had Josh Allen working with your coaches, and you were watching him closely for a week.
Right.
And if you had him for a week and decided that he wasn't for you, then maybe you have to reevaluate what you were looking at quarterback.
I understand.
That's where it comes into play.
But that was a different regime. I'm talking about now. I would say that far less than 50% of Broncos fans wanted Josh Allen. Far less.
But I would say of Bronco fans wanted a quarterback. And then when Fields dropped, they wanted Fields.
I would say 80% of Broncos fans wanted Josh Fields. Wanted Fields.
And I'll never forget. Of course, all the Aaron Rodgers stuff went down that night. There are always the tweets that come out before the pick, kind of because they hear through the back channels. This is the pick, and one that went out said that they're taking Justin Fields. And so there
was a local reporter in Denver.
Yes, it was like 30 seconds thinking, oh my God.
Well, it's because Justin it came Fields. From the flagship station.
Yes.
Right.
And there was that moment, and just the moment, that brief moment, people thinking that they picked Justin Fields.
Correct.
And fans were ecstatic.
I don't want to think about what could have been. That's my point.
That's
so no,
fair.
So no, I don't want Justin Fields to be great because we're going to be talking about it for years and years and years to come. I don't want to have that conversation. I really don't.
And I don't think a lot of Bronco fans right now want to have it. If they were 0-2, you're damn straight we'd be having that conversation. We probably would have led the show talking about that.
No question.
But they're 2-0, and in this moment, they have a quarterback who is playing better for back-to-back games than anybody they've had since Peyton Manning. Think about that.
Yeah, well,
he has put together the best back-to-back games at the quarterback position for the Broncos in 7 years.
Yeah, but there's a difference. and the difference is age. The difference is age. And I understand that Teddy Bridgewater isn't that old at the age of 28.
Yeah, he could be an Alex Smith. I mean, that's what you're hoping, right?
Who?
Teddy Bridgewater.
No, you're hoping he's a Ryan Tannehill.
Well, Alex Smith was another guy who found his form much later in his career.
I understand that, but you have a kid in Fields who's 22. That six-year difference, meaning if he plays to 35 years old, for the sake of argument, you're talking 13 really good years with Justin Fields. You have found your quarterback of the future. Generally speaking, your quarterback of the future is not going to be 28 starting, essentially, that age.
Maybe you're getting five good years out of Teddy Bridgewater, and then you're drafting Arch Manning. You know what? If you gave that option to most of Broncos country right now, and said, Bridgewater's the quarterback.
You might have to be the worst team in the league.
He plays reasonably well for most of the next 5 years, and then you get Arch Manning in 2026. I think every Bronco fan, maybe not everyone, but I'd say 90% of Broncos fans would sign up for that right now.
Okay.
Right now.
So what you're saying is Arch Manning is coming out potentially in 5 years?
2026, yes.
Fine. So in 2024 and 2025, you want the Broncos to win two or three games.
Be 2025. Yeah. You only have to lose 1 year.
No, I understand that.
As the Colts with Andrew Luck showed us.
But what I'm trying to suggest is you're going to be bad for a while. You suddenly don't go from a 10-11 win team to two wins unless
your quarterback gets hurt.
Or he's really bad. I know what happened with Manning. He got hurt, and then they were terrible. Right. I get it. All right, what do we have coming up on Masterpiece Roofing, just in case you missed it?
Coming up on Just In Case You Missed It, last night, the Dodgers needed an extra inning and a clutch RBI from a certain future Hall of Famer, I would say, to get past the Rockies. We'll see if they need similar heroics tonight. That game is starting at 6:40. We'll preview it after the break right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Chuck, it's your cousin, Marvin Barry. You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
There's some movies where there's a song and you think of the movie.
Yes.
And that is Back to the Future.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Thank you. I mean, it's just so perfect, right?
Yep.
And the cool thing was, it brought the song to my generation.
Right.
Watching it as kids growing up. And I'm going to use this term for the second time in the show. I mean, that's a classic. That song is 65 years old now, and it still slaps.
Look at you, all hip, age of 45.
I'm bridging generations here.
You are.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes, you are. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just In Case You Missed It is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. Find out how Masterpiece can get your insurance company to pay for your roof. Call 720-242-6404 or go to MasterpieceRoofing.com today.
Just in case you missed it, last night the Dodgers got to town to take on the Rockies, and they needed extra innings and Albert Pujols with some late game heroics, hitting a RBI single up the middle to clinch the win, 5-4 for the Dodgers. Rockies are home dogs tonight versus LA, as can be expected. Walker Buehler and Herman Marquez taking the mound. The over-under is set at 10.5 runs. You think this one's going to be higher scoring than last night and hit that over?
Not with those two pitchers, no.
Yeah, Marquez, I think, can keep things down, keep it interesting. That being said, as well as the Rockies played on their recent road trip, I don't like their chances tonight against a very motivated Dodgers team that now is lurking one game back of the Giants there in that NL West race, trying to avoid that one-game playoff against the St. Louis Cardinals in all likelihood. So the Dodgers having motivation means this could be a rough night for the Rockies.
Two aces. The ace of the Rocky staff and the ace of the Dodgers staff going head-to-head tonight.
And the ace of the Dodgers is a lot better. No offense to Marquez.
Well, and the funny thing is the Dodgers have a lot of aces.
They have like four aces, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
A sleeve full, maybe, of aces. Yeah. Just in case you missed it, Katie Ledecky joining the Florida Gators as a volunteer swimming coach, moving her training base from Stanford to Gainesville at U of F. One question for you guys, related to this, not necessarily about Katie Ledecky, but Pacific or Atlantic?
In terms of what? Just
general preference of ocean?
You know, the Atlantic on the beaches is a lot warmer in the summertime because of the Gulf Stream. It's a lot more fun to swim in the Atlantic Ocean when you go on a beach vacation. I'll take the Atlantic beaches. I'll take the general Pacific vibe.
I will go with the ocean that produces the best salmon, Atlantic.
Oh, no love for the Pacific salmon, huh? The Alaskan wild sockeye salmon?
No, I'll go with Atlantic salmon.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good way to choose it.
Yeah, Thank you.
J.J. Redick, notable Duke alum, 15-year NBA veteran, retiring at the age of 37. He played for six NBA franchises. Can you guys, between the two of you, name all six? Most people just know him as the guy from Duke.
Right.
L.A. Clippers. Orlando Magic. Was he, like, Memphis?
He didn't play for Memphis.
Okay, yeah, I'm off then.
I mean, think about this for a second. When you think of Christian Laettner, can you tell me what teams he played for?
Hawks, Timberwolves.
He's a Duke guy,
yeah.
Right? He's a Duke guy.
Yep.
J.J. Redick, a Duke guy. That's who they are associated with.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because they didn't have stellar NBA careers.
I didn't know I'd forgotten he was with the Milwaukee Bucks briefly.
Yep. 15th all-time in made threes in the NBA.
I believe
15th
that.
All-time.
That was the one thing he could really do well, and such a dead-eye shooter that it probably kept him around the NBA a few years longer, a few years beyond his sell-by date, as it were, as an NBA player.
Well, if you're a spot-up shooter, doesn't matter how old you are, generally speaking. Yeah. You're standing in a spot, and they're feeding you the ball, and you just launch it, right?
Yeah.
JJ liked to come off screens too, but yeah, he definitely had that in his bag of tricks.
Yep, and he didn't have to do anything physical coming off those screens. All he had to do was run
a couple steps.
Yep, he had to run a couple steps and tap dance around somebody, you know, laying the pick. All right, that was a Masterpiece Roofing. Just in case you missed it, we've had some hail over the last couple of months. Maybe your roof was damaged, and if it was, I highly recommend you go with Masterpiece Roofing. They were recently voted Denver's best roofing company. They've been around for 12 years, and when you've been around for that long, clearly you are doing something right. Go with Masterpiece Roofing and find them at masterpieceroofing.com. Alex and Danny, great job today as always. Same with you, Mace.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay. For Throwback Thursday?
Yeah,
sure.
So it's going to be anything from 1968 on. The line of demarcation is my birth, the year I was born.
We probably won't even go into the 90s, but we'll do a lot of 70s and 80s.
Make it the best possible night you can.
Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe.